This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. In his first appearance since Joe Biden got the electoral votes needed to win the presidency, U.S. President Donald Trump talked about the development of a coronavirus vaccine. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
No vaccine has formally been approved, but the president called work on its development the single greatest mobilization in U.S. history.
As soon as April, the vaccine will be available to the entire general population.
The president has not conceded the election. As he was leaving, a reporter tried to ask him about it. The subject briefly came up when the president was asked about a possible lockdown.
Whatever happens in the future, who knows which administration it will be. I guess time will tell. But I can tell you this administration will not go to a lockdown.
President-elect Biden has not endorsed a nationwide shutdown. Public health experts worry the president's refusal to coordinate with the Biden team could only worsen the effects of the virus. Ed Donahue, Washington.
World Health Organization Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Friday that the world had a long way to go in managing the coronavirus pandemic, as he warned that countries should not rely solely on a vaccine. 11 months into the pandemic that has killed more than 1.2 million people, derailed economies, and turned daily lives upside down around the world, he said relying on promising but as yet unproven vaccines was a risky bet. Giving his closing remarks to the World Health Assembly via video link, Tedros said that the world needed to invest more and place a higher value on healthcare. On Monday, U.S. drug maker Pfizer and German partner BioNTech said a vaccine they are developing was 90% effective against COVID-19 based on initial results from its large late-stage trial.